beg your pardon. I never promised you.
Tony Fulmer is here. One of our most popular guests, Tony.
Well, thank you.
Both internally and externally. Everybody loves Tony Fulmer. He's the chief horticultural officer at Shelley Nursery, and he's just been disappointed by something Wendy shared with him.
First of all, hi, Tony.
Hello. How are you?
Wendy let you down, didn't she?
I always let him down.
But at least she prefaced it. She admitted that she had done something horticulturally naughty.
Yes.
Yes. I like that.
A phrase you rarely hear out loud.
I want to get a bumper sticker that says horticulturally,
horticulturally naughty.
I love
that.
They
sell those at the nursery.
All right. Around this time last year, I had a giant ash tree cut down in the backyard because it had the emerald.
Ash borer.
Yes.
EAB.
Yes. It was very expensive to get that tree cut down, mm-hmm. and in its place, I planted a lovely fringe tree, which...
you can grow fringe toast.
Why don't the two of you go out to lunch and leave me alone?
All right.
it's a beautiful tree. I got it last, maybe it was two falls ago,
okay.
because, I got it last fall, I planted it, and it's hard picking out a tree when it's at the end of the season because you just go by the shape, you can't really see the foliage because it was almost off.
Okay.
So they planted it, went through winter, it came, these beautiful white fringes, there were fronds, they were coming mm-hmm. off, they're scented beautifully.
Is it a male or a female?
I don't know.
Plants can be male or female?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it's a male, quite honestly, because I was reading on the internet. Explain the difference.
It's a little bit
harder.
First,
hard you lift up its tail.
By looking at the white flowers, but if you have little, if it's old enough now, if you haven't had little black berries, then you probably have a male.
I don't think I saw berries.
No?
Okay.
All right.
So
female plant.
It was beautiful. It's a slow growing tree. It's supposed mm-hmm. to grow up to 15 feet
right.
and it's under telephone wires. So mm-hmm. that was a
should
suggested
Good
tree.
Choice.
Thank you.
Good choice.
And it's not that big yet and it's a slow grower, but it's beautiful. But I have
was
not.
Was beautiful.
Yeah. I haven't really watered it at all summer. Because we had some torrential rains and.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of my colleagues says when people say, well, but it rained a lot in the spring. Well, do you need a drink of water every day? And I'm not saying
yes.
that plants need to be watered every day, but this is really timely because I don't think there's anything that we could talk about that could be more life-saving and money-saving for people than to get out and water right now.
Is it too late? Have I killed it?
It's always hard to say if it's too late, but it's never bad to get out there and try. If the plant is still just starting to fall color.
Yes, it turned yellow.
Okay, completely yellow already?
No, it's it's getting yellow.
I would say probably not too late, and even if it is, it's better to take the, what have you got to lose by going out?
A tree?
Yeah. If it's been in for a couple of years, I'd be more concerned if you had just put it in the spring. And so.
No, it already made it through one
right,
winter
exactly.
for
so
sure.
So that helps. It has a deeper root system. But I would definitely say go out and make sure that you're watering really, really, really deeply. And especially things, if you have to prioritize it, you should be prioritizing and watering things that have just been put in this year. So whether it's perennials or whether it is new sod, but trees and shrubs in particular, you really need to get after them and really deep water them.
Wait till he hears this one.
Uh-oh.
I bought a
Uh-oh.
Couple of lavenders in pots and forgot to plant them and forgot to water them. Is that a done deal? Uh-oh. Am I done?
Well, Wendy, how
yeah.
do they look?
Dead.
Oh.
I think you just answered your own question. I don't mean to be
They're
flip,
perennials.
But I think you just...
Tony,
they
I hope you're
back?
Never stuck in a desert and only Wendy has a lemonade stand because she will not give you any lemonade.
I have been a bad horticulturist this year.
Naughty horticulturist.
Oh, yeah.
Naughty horticulturist. So I think that's something that people really need to get out and they need to assess. And, of course, it's been made much worse by this last week of record-breaking heat.
Oh.
Things are just drying and the lawn is starting to get potato chip crispy. And you have to be really careful about that because people see the lawn going dormant and they think, okay, great, it's going to be fine. There is a rule that once it goes dormant, it needs at least 1/2 inch of moisture per month for the crown of that plant to stay alive. And that won't even turn it green. That will just keep it alive and basically keep it going until we have rain so that it can come out of dormancy. So we need to be really careful about this. We need to be out watering deeply, and we need to be mulching.
Love deeply and water deeply.
Sure. Yeah.
The words of Tony Fulmer.
That's so true.
I put them in your mouth.
At least you look contrite. briefly.
All right. Patricia has a question for Tony Fulmer. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi.
Hi.
This is the first year I've planted any perennials.
Okay.
I always plant annuals, and it's a no-brainer. When they die, you pull them up. Okay?
Right, right.
So I did an area under a tree, and I put some hostas, some coral bells, and some kind of grasses.
Okay.
When do I just let them die and stay there? Do I cut them, or what do I do with them now?
Well, you actually have choices there. So the thing to do is you can assess the look. The first thing is of what you mentioned is, generally speaking, the ornamental grasses, most of them have ornamental effect over the winter. So if you think that the, you know, those wheat-colored stems are going to look pretty over the winter, leave them up, and then you can cut them back next March. The coral bells are really kind of semi-evergreen, so you don't do any cutting back on those. The hostas, you can let them fall color, and then you would cut them back to the ground in the next few weeks.
Before you cut hostas back before the snow comes, I just kind of leave them.
Mm.
God,
Tony.
I am horticulturally naughty, Patricia.
Boy, in all respects. So
I watered every day. I'm still watering.
Well, you know, and that's because you have things that are new and they don't have a deep root system. So, I don't think you necessarily, if they went
no,
in this...
No, I'm talking about my annuals.
Oh,
I mean,
okay, right.
I've got them, they're drying
right.
up.
So, whatever you do, don't cut the coral bells back at all. Wait and see what happens with them next spring.
Oh,
you'll
okay.
probably just pick some dead leaves off of that, and otherwise it'd look fine. The grass you could either cut back or you can leave that up for the winter. The hostas do not look great over the winter. I'm sorry, that's a plant that doesn't have winter interest.
Yeah.
So anytime in October, once they start yellowing, you can cut those back and leave maybe the stems maybe half or three quarters of an inch tall.
Now, just one other item I have
sure.
is hydrangeas.
Yes.
And I never do, and this year I snapped off all the dead branches in the spring, and I almost got no flowers. So what do I do for them to make sure I get the flowers next year?
Leave them alone. That's what Tony told me, and it worked.
Do you know what kind of hydrangea it is?
I think they're endless summer.
Okay, well, endless summer is a little bit, sometimes it blooms and sometimes it doesn't, so don't beat yourself up too much about that. Did you have any flowers at all? Okay, so if you want, you can leave those up over the winter, and then next spring, you can go ahead and do your pruning and see what's like a little bit like a rose bush, see what's alive and what's dead, but do not do any pruning on that this fall. Just leave that alone over the winter.
Oh, I'm so glad I called you.
All right.
Thanks, Patricia.
Good luck.
We have to take a break, and then we have more questions.
More with Tony Fulmer. He'll give you his NFL picks for Sunday. That's coming up in just a little bit. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Real quickly, before we get back to the questions and Tony Fulmer, Kevin Richter, our producer, has one more day with us. He is moving on to bigger and lesser things as he leaves us. And he just said in my headphones right now, do you get the song that I'm playing?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, 1979, is that the last time I watered? What is it? Smashing Pumpkins.
Right.
Very cerebral.
Yep. Very cerebral, Kevin.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Tony Fulmer is here. And we were talking about perennials. Let's do a Mary has a question. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hi, Bill and Wendy.
Hi.
I love listening to you.
Thank you.
My question is about daylilies.
Okay.
My husband, for some reason, ran over all of them with a lawnmower, cutting them down to the ground. He did this about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that they would, you know, regenerate.
Wait, he did this intentionally?
Yes.
This wasn't an off-road accident. No. Okay.
We had a misunderstanding in communication. I thought he was going to cut the irises down.
You know what? It's fine. It's really fine. It's not a problem. As a matter of fact, after my daylilies finish blooming and they start yellowing and turning brown and looking not great, I go through and cut them back to about 6 to 8 inches, and I did that about a month ago. And started watering heavily, and they're all coming back. So not to worry. That's not a problem.
Okay.
They'll be fine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
And you say water heavily. Someone has texted. What does that mean exactly?
At the very least, if you're hand watering, what that means to me is I would water until water starts puddling on the surface. Then I would go and water something else. and watch how long that takes to soak in. And if it takes, if it soaks in less than a second or so, I would go back and water one more time. I would want the water puddling on the surface for just a little tiny bit.
All right. So water till it puddles a little bit, mm-hmm. and then you know it's fully saturated.
Yes.
All right. A question from Steve right now. Steve, Tony Fulmer's here from the Chalet Nursery.
Hi. First, I want to say the Chalet is an awesome store. I love going there.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
My question is regarding my shagbark hickory.
Okay.
I planted it a couple of years ago at 24 inches. It grew an inch the first year, an inch the second year. Now, this year, it's grown about 2 inches. Is this going to be an ongoing thing, or is this thing going to, at some point, spurt and, you know, start getting some real height to it?
It should have started spurting some time ago. So this was like a 24-inch seedling when you put it in the ground?
Yes.
Okay. Is this out in an open lawn area, or is there any kind of restriction to the root system?
No, no. It's I put it towards the back of my yard. My yard gently slopes towards a golf course, so okay. I figured the water would kind of run towards it. So.
And you don't put any, you don't ring it with anything like annuals or perennials or anything. It's just there with an open mulched circle around the base of it.
Yes, and it's got the open mulch. I do have a cage around it just
for protection.
I planted one. I had one a few years ago, and I think a squirrel ate it or a rabbit ate it. So I put a cage around it. So.
Okay, so you're saying this is year three. It should certainly kick in by next year, but you're saying you do have it mulched and you're giving it supplemental water?
Yes, oh yeah, I've been watered. I water it twice a week.
Okay, and how did that soil seem when you dug that hole? Did you dig a fairly big hole for it, wide hole?
I dug one about twice the size of the pot, and it's black soil down there, okay. So it's not clay or anything.
You would expect that by next spring, you would expect that to, in fact, I would have expected this to kick in and made more appreciable growth, an inch, and then another 2 inches over that course of time. Something's going on with the root system. That plant isn't happy.
It's still growing, though. Maybe it's just late to hit puberty like Bill was.
It's coming, Wendy.
So good luck next spring. You should see a big difference by next spring.
Well, thank you very much. And one other question, the Bears or Packers?
Bears or Packers, Tony?
Packers.
Oh, Packers.
What?
Yep. No, he knows what he's talking about.
Good job, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And real quickly before we let you go, Gene has another tree question. Gene, your tree du jour?
Hi. So, yeah, I have a city maple tree, and it's got that lovely tar fungus on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's not going to affect the tree. I'm just wondering if I could use the leaves as mulch in my vegetable garden at the end of the season.
What is tar fungus, by the way, or whatever?
Norway maples at this time of year, especially if we had a wet spring, have big black lesions on the leaves. And it looks like someone has taken a paintbrush and put tar on them. And it's called tar spot. And so that would really not be an issue. You could go ahead and you could shred those and use those in your compost pile or use those for mulch. That's a non-issue. That would be fine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Look at that. Another satisfied customer.
You do. You absolutely do. If people want to know more about anything we just discussed, is there a way to do that?
Sure. They can either contact me through email or they can just I'll just give them the phone number.
Okay.
Chalet phone number is 847-256-0561, and my extension is 220. So if I'm not there, you can leave a voicemail and I will get back to you.
Very nice.
And it's chaletnursery.com, 3132 Lake Avenue
in Wilmette.
Perfect. Right across from the Panda Express. Make a day of it.
Why does that make you so happy all the time?
Because every time I'm in Panda Express, I look across the street and I go, I want to go say hi to Tony, but I'd be bothering him. And I don't want to bother him.
You'd never be
no,
a bother.
No, I don't want
You'd
to bother
never
you.
Never be
careful
a bother.
What you say.
I know. I'm in every day now.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
My pleasure as always.
A quick break, some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.